Christine Ellis joins us now, and you're with United Way of Marathon County, and I'm going to let you explain a very long title. What do you do over there?
Thanks, Larry. I am a collaborative associate for the United Way of Marathon County working on the Housing and Homelessness Coalition.
That's quite a task, and quite honestly, most of us don't know just how bad the homelessness problem is, but what can you tell us there?
Sure. Well, the coalition came together after groundwork was laid over the last 2 years in an effort to address housing challenges and homelessness in Marathon County. Currently, some statistics to share with you. Right now, 60% of all calls that come into 211 are related to housing challenges and as an unmet need. Unmet needs, we hope to not have many of those in Marathon County, and as United Way employees, we're committed to finding solutions for folks and for our community, but 25% of the time right now, that is an unmet need. And so we really are excited about these 25 organizations and individuals that have come together to develop and form a coalition. And the mission and vision of the coalition is really to collaboratively raise awareness and strategically find supports in our community to address and find solutions both, short and long-term goals to be met for folks who are housing challenged. Tonight's meeting was about the warming center and opening that, approving the conditional use permit application process, which it did receive approval at the Plan Commission in December and then tonight as well.
It went really fast. The council voted unanimously, up and down and done.
That's right. It was quick.
The center to open soon. February 1 is the target.
We are excited to open February 1st. La Crosse Catholic Charities of La Crosse has a successful model that we've been able to follow, and Catholic Charities has really taken on the lead role in developing a plan, and we are following the same plan they have in La Crosse. Hiring of a volunteer coordinator and recruitment of volunteers is where we're at. And Larry, this Thursday night, January 10th, at 4:30 p.m. and then a second session at 6 p.m., we have information meetings at Church of the Resurrection, located on 2nd and McClellan Streets, for anyone that's interested in learning more about the warming center model, learning more about volunteer opportunities. And those opportunities are really, there's a myriad of volunteer opportunities, whether you want to cook a meal or be at the center volunteering overnight from 10 to 2 a.m. or 2 to 7 a.m. That's the times that we will be open.
You mentioned you've got 25 different groups and individuals, and this has nothing to do with your denomination. Just because Catholic Charities is involved heavily, there are a lot of others involved too.
That is correct. The faith community, many, many different groups from the faith community in the Wausau and Marathon County area have stepped forward to be involved. This Housing and Homelessness Coalition is not faith-based, although certainly people can bring their faith with them and be part of the Housing and Homelessness Coalition or volunteer. Yes, it is close to ready. We had a very generous donation from Medline and Aspirus, so we have wonderful reclining style chairs. The St. Paul United Church of Christ Building Committee has the room all ready to go. Permar Security, as well as the building committee, has prepared exit signs, lit exit signs in accordance with the fire marshal and things like that that Dave DeSantis shared that we needed to do for the building. So everything is ready to go.
Let's get that location on the site.
319 North 4th Street, that is the St. Paul Community Center building. So grateful to our community for stepping forward in terms of helping find solutions to homelessness and housing challenges, and we look forward to meeting you at the center.